here we stand together, one in our humanity. For we all come from the Father, we are one family.
It's our school of love and peace, where we've learned there's a way for the world to live in harmony. And together we all say, this is where peace begins. Here we sow the seeds of love. It all starts with our knowing. We are one family. We are one family under God.
Today's healing message topic is Harmony Runs in the Family. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. Acts. Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers. God, having raised up his Son, Jesus, sent him to bless you. Genesis. Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And Isaac loved Esau, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Esau was 40 years old when he took to wife Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Bashemath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, which were a grief of mind unto Isaac and to Rebekah. And Rebekah said unto Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these, what good shall my life do me? And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Joshua. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Numbers. On this wise, ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Matthew. Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. And commanded them, saying, as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Luke. Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth? I tell you, nay, but rather division. For from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided, three against two and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter and the daughter against the mother, the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Ephesians. You hath he quickened, who are dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, and were by nature the children of wrath. But God, who is rich in mercy, hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not that of yourselves. It is the gift of God. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, at that time ye were without Christ, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Matthew. When Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. John. Now, there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother. When Jesus therefore saw his mother, and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The Master forbore not to speak the whole truth, declaring precisely what would destroy sickness, sin, and death, although his teaching set households at variance and brought to material beliefs not peace, but a sword. Immortals, or God's children in divine science, are one harmonious family. But mortals, the children of men in material sense, are discordant and oft-times false brethren. Semi-metaphysical systems afford no substantial aid to scientific metaphysics, for their arguments are based on the false testimony of the material senses, as well as on the facts of mind. These semi-metaphysical systems are one and all pantheistic, and savor of pandemonium, a house divided against itself. Soul and matter are at variance from the very necessity of their opposite natures. Mortals are unacquainted with the reality of existence because matter and mortality do not reflect the facts of spirit. We learn in Christian Science that all inharmony of mortal mind or body is illusion. Possessing neither reality nor identity, though seeming to be real and identical. The science of mind disposes of all evil. Truth, God, is not the father of error. God is the principle of man, and man is the idea of God. Hence, man is not mortal nor material. Mortals will disappear, and immortals, or the children of God, will appear as the only and eternal verities of man. Mortals are not fallen children of God. They never had a perfect state of being, which may subsequently be regained. Finite sense has no true appreciation of infinite principle, God, or of his infinite image or reflection, man. The mirage which makes trees and cities seem to be where they are not illustrates the illusion of material man, who cannot be the image of God. Mortal man is really a self-contradictory phrase, for man is not mortal, neither indeed can be. Man is immortal. A mother's affection cannot be weaned from her child, because the mother love includes purity and constancy, both of which are immortal. The children of God have but one mind. When speaking of God's children, not the children of men, Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is within you." That is, truth and love reign in the real man, showing that man in God's image is unfallen and eternal. Jesus beheld in science the perfect man who appeared to him where sinning mortal man appears to mortals. In this perfect man, the Savior saw God's own likeness, and this correct view of man healed the sick. Continuing our definition of man, let us remember that harmonious and immortal man has existed forever and is always beyond and above the mortal illusion of any life, substance, and intelligence as existent in matter. Error is false, mortal belief. It is illusion without spiritual identity or foundation, and it has no real existence. Nothing is spirit, but God and his idea. Evil has no reality. It is neither person, place, nor thing, but is simply a belief, an illusion of material sense. Mankind must learn that evil is not power. Its so-called despotism is but a phase of nothingness. Christian Science despoils the kingdom of evil and preeminently promotes affection and virtue in families and therefore in the community. The Apostle Paul refers to the personification of evil as the god of this world and further defines it as dishonesty and craftiness. The material sense of personality yields to the incorporeal sense of God and man as the infinite principle and infinite idea, as one father with his universal family held in the gospel of love. With one father, even God, the whole family of man would be brethren, and with one mind and that God or good, the brotherhood of man would consist of love and truth and have unity of principle and spiritual power, which constitute divine science. The destruction of the claims of mortal mind through science by which man can escape from sin and mortality, blesses the whole human family. This concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting. Now we'll begin the meditation and prayer portion of the meeting by listening to an instrumental version of In This Very Room. Now let's pray in silence for a few moments and then join together in praying aloud the Lord's Prayer. This will be followed by a musical expression of the Lord's Prayer. And together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.